Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, we're going to bring you another great interview from our week in Kansas City at the NAFB convention.
We're talking animals now with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Emily Solis was nice enough to join me. She is the communication specialist. And I think from time to time during the year, we visit with the folks from Animal Agriculture Alliance just to find out what's the latest and what's the greatest going on. So what are the biggest concerns that you guys are working with right now?
As always, animal rights activism, extremist groups keep us pretty busy. We do a lot of monitoring these groups for tactics and trends so that we can inform the agriculture community about, you know, what they're planning, what their big campaigns are, so that we can be one step ahead of them. We've really seen within the animal rights movement here recently, there's been a big focus on environmental stewardship, sustainability. The UN Food System Summit just wrapped up in September, and then the COP26 meeting was held just a few weeks ago. So climate change, sustainability, planetary health has really been some big topics and discussion items here recently. And animal rights groups have really latched on to those topics. I think especially within the stewardship realm, they've been pushing that we need to cut our consumption of animal products, animal proteins from our menus in the name of the environment, in the name of climate change, to help us meet certain climate change goals. So that's been something really big that we've been focusing on. They use a lot of data and information that is either outright false or is very exaggerated to push their point, push their agenda. So that's been really huge and something that we've been very actively engaged on here recently.
I know it was pretty interesting times a couple of years ago. The last time we were here at the NAFB, there was a lot of different tactics being used, and social media was a big part of that, and the attacks on livestock producers and other venues. Has it gotten better or gotten worse?
I think we've seen kind of an uptick in extreme actions by these groups. We've seen kind of a shift in their tactics and targeting to make it more extreme for the animal ag community. There's one example is that they are using now secondary targeting is a new tactic that we've heard of recently, where a lot of times when they're pressuring restaurant and retail brands to adopt certain policies such as cage-free eggs or pigs not raised in gestation stalls during farrowing, those have been some really big trends and topics that they've been focused on here recently. So they're using secondary targeting, where if the company doesn't initially bend to their demands, they'll start targeting members of the board or investors in the company to really hurt their personal image, which a lot of times makes them want to do anything that they can to get this company to adopt that policy. So that's been a really huge tactic that we've seen here recently. Along with an uptick in direct actions, which is where activists will go out to farms and trespass or steal an animal. A lot of times they'll call it rescuing an animal, but we know that they're obviously breaking the law, and they don't have any issue with breaking the law. These activists are being trained now how to deal with law enforcement, what to expect if they are taken into custody or arrested as part of these actions. So unfortunately, we have seen an uptick in a lot of this very extreme activism.
So for website information or social media, what is the best way to get a hold of you guys?
You can find us on our website at www.animalagalliance.org, and then we're also active on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and LinkedIn as well.
Our coverage of the NAFB National Convention in Kansas City is brought to you by ESN, Environmentally Smart Nitrogen. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.